It's Best of Week on the Academic Minute. In today's segment, Ann Pazala, visiting assistant professor at McAllister College, determined that gentle parenting is not so gentle on parents.
There's a parenting approach right now receiving wide-scale popularity on social media, and it's called gentle parenting. Yet this approach has received zero attention in empirical research. What does it entail exactly? Is it good for children? Equally important, is it good for the parents? My colleague, Dr. Alice Davidson, and I set out to explore this parenting approach in a systematic way. We asked over 100 parents of young children across the country to tell us about how they're raising their kids and whether they identify as a gentle parent. For those who did, we asked them to tell us what that meant. About half our sample identified as gentle parents, a largely white and highly educated group. To them, gentle parenting was about staying calm during challenging moments with their children. It was also about helping their children understand their emotions. Gentle parents described their approach as unruffled, conscious, and operating within a gentle rein. Yet despite these measured responses, about 40% remarked that they were struggling. They shared sentiments like, "I'm hanging on for dear life," or, "I confess I have no idea what I'm doing." We're starting a new phase of our study with a more diverse group of parents and with a longitudinal design. We're curious to know if gentle parenting is limited to highly educated white parents, whether this fatigue is specific to gentle parenting, and of course, how gentle parenting is impacting the kids. These parents are certainly emotionally sensitive, but what about their children? These are empirical questions, and they deserve an empirical approach.
That was Ann Pazala of McAllister College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.